either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran poses certain questions to us. There are many questions in the Quran, but of relevance or pertinent to our discussion is a few verses of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us some questions in a manner that we have to arrive at a certain conclusion. And that we answer these questions correctly is absolutely imperative to our success in this world, in the qabr and in the hereafter. And these questions, my respected brothers, are such that no university degree or no exercising of the human intellect is going to enable you to correctly answer these questions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ That, O insan, did you just come into existence like that, by chance? As Darwin and the agnostics and the atheists purport, if they chose to regard their ancestors to be monkeys, it is not necessary that everybody else has to choose that. So Allah Ta'ala is asking, did you just come into existence by chance? Or are you your creators? Are you the creators? أَمْ خَلَقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Or did you create the heavens and the earth? The fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that insan cannot create one stone even, let alone a mountain. We cannot create one leaf, let alone a tree. We cannot create One grain of sand, let alone all the sand on the surface of the earth. We cannot create one wing or one feather, let alone the beautiful peacock which we see in front of us. Man with all his intelligence and all his intellect and all his science and all his technology cannot even create one drop of water. One drop of water. Let alone the huge oceans which we see in front of us. So definitely we are not the creators. In fact, when we look at the beautiful proportion and system which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has displayed in His magnificent creation, then intelligence, logic, and even science of today, accepts that definitely all this could not have come into existence by chance. To even entertain such a ludicrous idea is like saying that a bomb exploded in this masjid and every one of you landed in your car perfectly where you came from, you landed back there. Obviously that is impossible. In exactly the same way, even science is saying, now that we have understood the perfect precision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made manifest in His creation, that all this could not have come into existence by chance, that definitely is a creator. Who is that creator? Here, my respected brothers, insani ulum, the knowledge of insan, science, that knowledge based on human intellect comes to a halt. Quran has already declared, بَلِدَّارَكَ عِلْمُهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ بَلْهُمْ فِي شَكِّمْ مِنْهَا بَلْهُمْ مِنْهَا عَمُونَ. That when it comes to the real reality, their knowledge becomes obsolete. They are in a doubt. In fact, they are completely blind. To answer this pertinent question on which rests the success of dunya, qabr and akhirat, for that, my respected brothers, we cannot rely on human intellect or human knowledge. For that we require revelation from Allah. تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعقلون بشيرا ونذيرا. تنزيل ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. Who brought all this into existence? For that we have to turn to the Quran. 1400 years ago, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the verses of the Quran in front of us. Inna rabbakum Allah. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ وَالنُّجُومِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرِ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهِ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Verily your Rabb is Allah. The creator of the seven heavens and the seven earths is one Allah. Allah ordered the sky and it rose up. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدِ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. Allah ordered the earth and it stretched out. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. Allah ordered the moon and Allah ordered the stars and it entered into its orbit. كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكِ يَسْبَحُونَ. Allah gave this, made the sun bright and made the moon bright. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا. Allah set the system of day and night into place. يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا. Absolute perfection, absolute precision, so that if we record the date today and see what time the sun rose this morning, go back 1,000 years ago and you will find that on this date at exactly the same time the sun rose. 1,000 years from now, if the earth is still existing, then exactly the same time the sun will rise. The one who rose up the heavens, Allah. The one who stretched out the earth, Allah. The one who put the moon and stars into orbit, Allah. The one who made the sun bright and the moon bright, Allah. The one who brought the system of day and night, Allah. The one who created that light of the sun, وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجَ وَهَاجَ. Allah. The sun is giving of light, energy, every second, equivalent to 500 million hydrogen bombs, every second. Flames are coming out of the sun 100,000 miles long. And this is carrying on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Where is the qudrat? Where is the power coming from? One Allah alone. The one who gathers the rain clouds, Allah. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا فَتَرَ الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ. The one who gathers the rain clouds, Allah. The one who causes them to clash, creating thunder and lightning, Allah. يُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. The one who causes the rain waters to fall, أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا. One Allah. He causes the rain waters to fall where He wants it to fall. يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. And He removes it from where He wants to remove it. وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَمْ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. He has kept a perfect system in place so that every second from the earth, 16 million tons of water evaporate into the atmosphere, and every second exactly that same amount of water from the atmosphere comes back onto the earth. وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. This perfect measure and accord in the control of one Allah alone. The one who causes the rain waters to fall, Allah. The one who causes the earth to split open, شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّى, Allah. The one who causes the sprout to come out of the seed, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَى. It is Allah that causes the sprout to come out of the seed, to come out of the ground. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبًّا وَعِنَبًا وَقَضْبًا وَزَيْتُونًا وَنَخْلًا وَحَدَائِقَ غُلْبًا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم. Grapes, corn, dates, trees, fruit, vegetation, متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم. Look at the daily dastarkhan of Allah for you and your animals to prosper. أمن جعل الأرض قرارا. Allah calls out, is there anyone else that has made this earth stable for you? This earth is not still. This earth is not still. Quran invites you. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. Allah says, look at the earth and you will see signs of the greatness of Allah. This earth is not stable, it is spinning. Spinning at the speed of 1,000 miles an hour. Moving outwards at the speed of 65,000 miles an hour. And there is still a third motion. This earth tilts 23 degrees to the north, 23 degrees to the south. This tilting of the earth, which is not visible to the naked eye, is what brings about the four seasons. It what brings about the movement of the winds. If this did not take place, then man would suffocate in his atmosphere. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا. Is there anyone else that has made this earth stable for you? Is there anyone else that has placed the mountains as pegs on it? Is there anyone else? وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ أَوْتَادًا أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا. Is there anyone else that has placed the mountains on the earth? Is there anyone else that is giving you sweet water? هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَات. Anyone else that is giving you salty water? هَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاج. Is there anyone else that has created a boundary between the two so they do not meet? وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانِ. أَإِلَاهُمَّ اللَّهُ. Allah calls out, is there another ilah besides you, Allah? Is there another power besides you, Allah? Is there someone else besides you, Allah? The everything around us is a living testimony, is a living invitation to make us understand the greatness of Allah. Every breath of air we are taking in, every breath of air, it is said a human being, 24 hours have passed. From yesterday to today, 24 hours have passed. Every human being breathed in and out 20,000 times. 20,000 times in the last 24 hours without thinking, without even pondering. Each human being breathed in 8,000 liters of oxygen in the last 24 hours. If Allah had to cut it off, and Allah Ta'ala had to say, buy your own oxygen. Ask the doctors. For those that need respiratory treatment in the hospital, 1 liter of oxygen costs more than 1 rand. If we assume it's costing 1 rand, you need 8,000 liters a day. So you have to pay 8,000 rand every day. Then what about your father and your mother and your brothers and your sisters and your wife and your children? What is going to be your daily bill for only the oxygen of your family? 6 billion insan on the surface of this earth, all are breathing. That is 48 billion liters of oxygen from this atmosphere enters this human being every day. The sweet oxygen comes in, the harmful and poisonous carbon dioxide comes out. Yet the level of oxygen in the atmosphere remains at 21%. Where is the storehouse? Whose system is this? Who has put this into place that the plants take in the carbon dioxide through a process of chlorophyll with the light of the sun and replace it with oxygen in the atmosphere? If the level of oxygen had to go up by 1 or 2%, it is said the number of accidental fires will increase 700 times. If the level of oxygen had to go up to 25%, everything on the surface of this earth will be burned to ashes. So that in every breath of air that you are drawing in, which you don't even think about, Allah is inviting you, recognize the greatness of Allah. Recognize the greatness of Allah, the one who created the heavens, the one who created the earth, the one who brought the plants, the one who brought the vegetation, the one who controls the sun, the one who controls the moon, the one who controls the star, the one who brings days, the one who brings night, the one who is in control of this entire system, one Allah alone. Allah calls out, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Why don't the disbelievers see that the heavens and the earth were once together? They were compact. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. We split them open. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And from water we brought every living thing. That same drop of water, it still looks like a drop of water. When it goes into the mouth of the cow, it becomes milk. Goes into the mouth of the bee, it becomes honey. Goes into the mouth of the silkworm, it becomes silk. Goes into the mouth of the oyster, it becomes a pearl. One water, same water. Who is doing? One Allah. أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنزَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ. أَيْلَاهُمَّ اللَّهُ أَيْلَاهُمَّ اللَّهُ أَيْلَاهُمَّ اللَّهُ. Quran is asking you over and over again, is there another ilah besides your Allah? Is there anyone else that is doing all this for you? وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah says, we made out of water every living thing. You also were made out of water. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. O insan, did there not pass upon you a period of time when your zikr was not made? You didn't exist. No one spoke about you. No one talked about you. You were non-existent. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ مِن نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ. From a drop of water. مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ. Worthless liquid, so small that sperm is, it cannot be seen without a microscope. Yet from that water, Allah brings a heart into existence. The first thing that is formed in the womb of the mother is the heart. That is why the heart, your heart is older than the rest of your body. The ruh comes 4 months later, but the first thing that is formed is the heart, from water. Those eyes, 130 million receptors for light in every eye. 130 million receptors of light in each eye, so that 1 millimeter of the eye can accept 30,000 separate points of light in 1 second. These eyes are taking every second 10 three-dimensional pictures. Every day, 800,000 pictures the eyes are taking. The retina at the back of the eye, each time one picture is formed, the muscles contract to clear it to take the next picture. In milliseconds this happens. That contraction of the eye muscles, if the same muscle had to be put into your leg, it is equivalent to walking 100 kilometers every day. Behind this 130 million receptors for light, there is a cable, not one cable, not two cables, 1.3 million cables. 1.3 million cables in the eyes of every human being that is passing through a hole in the back. How big is that hole? 1.4 millimeters. And 1.3 million cables pass through that hole without sparking, because if they sparked, you would see upside down. You wouldn't recognize your wife from your mother. Ailahumma Allah. Is there another ilah besides your Allah? From a drop of water. What explanation can you give for this? From a drop of water. Such charisma in creation. Cut open the head of that person. What will you see? You'll see 2 pieces of flesh. That brain, what it looks like. Ever had beja? Ever had sheep brain? The human brain looks the same. In that piece of flesh, where is emotion? Where is love? Where is hatred? Where is dislike? Where is affection? Where is malice? Where is greed? Where is intelligence? Where is memory? How in that piece of flesh is a sea of emotions? How in that piece of flesh is the imagination of insan? From a drop of water. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. Run away from the reality of Allah and it will only be dhalal. From a drop of water, this beautiful wujud comes into existence. And Allah Ta'ala calls out in His Quran, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Now that you have understood Khaliq is Allah, Malik is Allah, Musawwir is Allah, Bari is Allah, Badi' is Allah, the creator, the sustainer, the nourisher, the former, the formulator is one Allah alone. Now that you have understood that, then Allah asks you, do you think that all this was created in vain? وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. Are these games? أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ وَيُتْرَكَ السُّدَى. Allah says, do you think you are just going to die and it's going to end there? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Were you created for vain? Were you created for vain games? For chasing after sand? For chasing after something that is temporary? Why are you slogging and studying? I need a good education. Why you need a good education? To get a good degree. Why you need a good degree? To get a good job. Why you need a good job? To get a good salary. Why you need a good salary? So that I can give my children a good education. So that they can get a good degree. And they can get a good job. And they can get a good salary. And they can give their children a good education. A meaningless cycle. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Is this what the wujud of insan is for? Is that what, this why Allah created the seven heavens and the seven earths? Is this why Allah is causing the sun to rise and set? So that this insan can hanker after sand and hanker after something that is temporary. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you are not going back to Allah? These questions were asked by Allah in the Quran for a reason. So that you ponder and reflect. Quran is not a meaningless kitab. Quran is not something you take out in Ramadan only and put on the shelf and forget about it for the rest of the year. Quran is not something you come for Taraweeh Salah and make sure you go to that masjid where it's Ya'lamun, Ta'lamun, the Hafiz is finished the quickest. Quran is the message from Allah to this creation. Quran is a living entity. مَنْ جَعْلَهُ أَمَامَهُ قَادَهُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. He who will live by the Quran, Allah says it will take him to Jannah. وَمَنْ جَعْلَهُ خَلْفَهُ قَادَهُ إِلَى النَّارِ. And if he puts it behind his back, it will take him to Jahannam. If all this came into existence on its own, this is the meaning of that question which Allah is asking. If all this came into existence on its own, then you are free. Then you don't have to differentiate between milk and wine. And you don't have to differentiate between halal and haram. And between zina and chastity. And between riba and halal earning. Then you are free. But if there is a purpose behind the creation of all this, and what Allah has created all this, Quran is saying, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيِّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah is testing you. Do not think this life is in vain. Do not think that a moment that is passed is lost forever. No! Everything is being recorded. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَيْ يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. Do you think you are going to die and it's going to end there? No! Everything is being recorded. مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every word you utter is being written down. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْآيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Each time your eye strays, it is written down. Each time your heart plans the disobedience of Allah, it is written down. Those angels of Allah are recording everything. And a day is going to come when you will have to stand in the court of Allah. From water, Allah brought this insan into existence. And then after living, suddenly maut comes upon him. What is maut? What is death? There also science has tried to answer. 200 different theories they have as to what is death. Death is this, death is this, death is this, death is this. And all 200 are wrong. What Quran has said is the reality. Allahu yatawaffal anfusa hina mawtiha. When Allah takes the ruh of this person away, that is the time his death occurs. Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, Al-maut laysa minhu al-faut. Death, you cannot escape it. In aqamtum lahu akhadakum. If you will oppose it, it will overpower you. وَإِنْ فَرَرْتُمْ مِنْهُ أَدْرَكَكُمْ. And if you run away from it, it will find you. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Run wherever you want. But on its appointed time, that death will find you, even if you are in a fortified fortress. لو كانت الدنيا تدوم لأهلها لكان رسول الله فيها مخلد. If this world was going to allow anyone to live forever, then Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have drunk from the cup of death. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every nafs will taste death. If you want to know the reality of this life, then go into the Qabristan. Go and look at those desolate graves. Go and see who is buried there. The same politician and the same governor and the same minister and the same ruler who when he used to walk, people would say, move out of his way, move out of his way. Somebody great has come. When he would move in a cavalcade of limousines. What is his situation today? His body has become the food of insects. And those insects have been eaten by other insects. Understand the reality of this life. That moth is coming, that death is coming every day. That qabr is calling out, ana baytu dud, ana baytu dhulma, ana baytu alwahda, ana baytu alwahsha. I am the home of insects. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of worms. I am the home of darkness. Prepare yourself before you come to me. Prepare yourself before you come to me. Every one of us will have to give account in the court of Allah. How much longer are we going to revel in this worldly life? أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. Does insan think that it is just this life and it ends here? No. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقِّ فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ. O people, the promise of Allah is haq. What promise? What promise? مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. From dust you were created, till dust you will be returned, and once again we will resurrect you. Oath upon oath Quran takes. قُلْ إِي وَرَبِّي إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ لَتُبْعَثُنَّ. You will be raised up, and you will have to give account in the court of Allah. How much more musti are you going to make on this earth? How much more are you going to continue to defy the command of your Allah? How many more azans are going to fall on deaf ears? How many more Ramadans do you have guarantee you are going to live for? How many more Laylatul Qadrs are you going to be able to search for? That once the Hilal of Eid is sighted, you return back to where you were before. That when that Mubarak month comes, then you cover up those shaitan boxes. And then you take those DVD players and those MP3 players and put them away. And once the Hilal of Eid is sighted, once again it is back to that same cycle. Where are you going to find peace? Where are you going to find solace? This humanity, my respected brothers, is in a loss. People are looking for peace. The heart is restless. That heart which has not recognized Allah. That heart which is not breathing with the love of Allah. That heart which is not beating with the love of Allah. That heart which doesn't know taluk with Allah. That heart is a restless heart. This whole humanity is bechain. They are searching for peace. Searching for peace in women, in zina, in the scenery of this world, in the ringing of coins, in music. Where are our youth? Where are our youth? What they say, music is food for the soul. The voice of shaitan, which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and what he said was haq, will cause hypocrisy and nifaq to grow in your heart like how water will cause a plant to grow. So that when the time of your mort comes, according to some ulama, you will not be able to recite kalima. That haram, not only are you doing, you bring your children onto it also. Stay away from this, and what will Allah give you? Inna Allah Ta'ala. Please, my respected brothers, we are announcing this number plate. But after this, if your cars are obstructing, please remove those cars. ND344043, this car is obstructing. إن الله تعالى ليوحي إلى شجرة الجنة أن اسمعي عبادي الذين شغلوا أنفسهم بذكر عن المعازف والقينات بذكري فتسمعهم بأصوات ما سمع الإنس والجن مثلها. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا ما من عبد يدخل الجنة إلا ويجلس عند رأسه وعند رجليه ثنتين من الحور العين تغنيانه بأحسن صوت سمعه الإنس والجن. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that ummati of mine, who when the music blares will cover up his ears, will not listen to the haram music of this world, in Jannat, Allah will command two hoors to sit at his head, two hoors will sit at his feet, the trees of Jannat, the leaves of Jannat will be commanded, now play music. Play music! These women whose voices are such that if a dead man had to hear her, he would come to life. If a living person had to hear her, his liver will split as a result of joy. If she had to spit, the waters of the oceans of the world will become sweet. She will start singing, and the trees will start singing, and the birds will start singing. بِأَحْسَنِ صَوْتٍ سَمِعَهُ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنِ Such a beautiful and a melodious orchestra will occur in Jannat for this Jannati that no insan or jinnat has heard the like of it. Come unto the obedience of your Allah. How long are you going to continue running away from your Allah? How long are you going to continue to make war with your Allah? They are searching for that inner peace. Searching in music, searching in haram, searching in riba, searching in the scenery and attractions of this world, searching in sharab, searching in the dens of vice, searching in gambling. They will never find it there. Bring one person who is in masiyat, who in the dead of the night breaks the command of Allah and his heart is at ease. Bring one person who is reveling in haram and can claim that he has chain and peace of the heart. Wallah, you will not find one person. Traverse the surface of the earth. Go to those millionaires who have earned their millions in haram and see if their heart is at ease. You will not find a single person. Because if you find one person who in masiyat, who in haram, has peace of heart and peace of mind, then my respected brothers, the kitab of my Allah will be wrong. And wallah, my Allah's kitab is not wrong. Allah! Allah! Allah calls out. Listen, O people of masti. O people who have arrogance over their wealth. O people who are hankering after this world. O people who are destroying the akhirat of their children by making them like the Yahud and the Nasara. O the people who are following the fashion of the West. Allah, listen. Allah, hearken. Put up your ears. Bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Only in the dhikr of my Allah. Only in the obedience of my Allah. Only in falling down before Allah. Only in running back to Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Fafirru ila Allah. Come back to your Allah. In that taluk, in that association, in that link, in that nisbat, tatma'innul qulub, you will only find peace there. You will never find it anywhere else. Quran describes the night of the lovers of Allah. Wabil مستغفرين بالأسحار كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون هو ذا عباد الرحمن هو ذا عباد الرحمن هو ذا slaves of Rahman هو ذا lovers of Rahman والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى أن يبعثك ربك مقاما محمودا ومن أهل الكتاب أمة قائمة يتلون آيات الله. Verse upon verse of the Quran, Allah is describing the nights of the lovers of Allah. You can never be the Ibadur Rahman. You can never be those who are really searching for Rahman. You can never be the true lovers of Rahman if your nights are spent sleeping only. Wake up to the reality of what your maqsad and your purpose is on this earth. كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مُحَبَّتِي كَذَبَ مَنِ الدَّعَى مُحَبَّتِي فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ نَامَ عَنِّي. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, the one who says that he loves me, the one who says that he is mine, the one who says that he is searching for me, and when the nightfall descends, he goes to sleep and he forgets about me. Kadhaba, he is a liar. He cannot be my true lover. Alaysa kullu muhibbin yuhibbu khalwata habibihi. Does not every lover want to be in solitude with his beloved? Does he not aspire to talk to his beloved? فَإِذَا جَنَّهُ اللَّيْلِ Allah says, when the nightfall descends, and the stars become hidden, and the darkness becomes intense, جَعَلْتُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah says, I put their eyes into their hearts. Those who have left the bed and are standing in front of Allah, whose hearts are beating with the love of Allah, who are searching for Allah, Allah says, I put their eyes into their hearts. فَخَاطَبُونِي عَلَى الْمُشَاهَدَةِ وَكَلَّمُونِي عَلَى حُضُورِي Then Allah says, they talk to me as if they are in front of me. They talk to me as if they are in front of me. They have been transported into my court. غَدًا Abu Rayhana radiallahu ta'ala anhu returns from the path of Allah. Long separation. His wife, having waited for so long, that separation was not the separation of the husbands from the husbands of today, who can't even smile when they walk into the home, who at the slightest excuse will raise their hands on those wives, who are always picking on them and have no akhlaq and character whatsoever. This was separation from the men who are in the direct company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What the pain of that separation must have been. After a long time he returns. Then he says to his wife, she had beautified herself in preparation for their meeting after a long time. He says to her, let me pray 2 rakats salah. She reads 2 rakats, he reads 2 rakats. But when he says, Allahu Akbar, the next thing is the azan for Fajr. Ya Aba Rayhana, ghazawt wa rajat wa ta'ibt, amalana minka naseeb? O Abu Rayhana, you went out in the path of Allah. And you left for such a long time, you tired yourself. Now you return. And then your whole night was in salah. Don't I also have a share? Don't I also have a right? I am your wife. He says, yes, you have a right, but I was not aware of you. She says, oh, Abu Rayhana, how could you not be aware of me? I was sitting right next to you. He says, لَمْ يَزَلْ يَهْوِي قَلْبِي فِيمَا وَصَفَ اللَّهُ جَنَّتَهُ مِنْ نَعِيمِهَا وَلَذَّاتِهَا وَأَزْوَاجِهَا وَشَهْوَاتِهَا حَتَّى سَمِعْتُ الْمُؤَذِّنِ He says, when I said, Allahu Akbar, Allah took my heart into Jannat. And I saw the streams of Jannat, and the rivers and the birds of Jannat, and the countless bounties and mercies of my Allah in Jannat. And the next thing was the azan for Fajr. These are the Ibadur Rahman. These are the lovers of Allah. These are the nights that Allah wants. غَدًا أُقِرُّ عَيْنَ أَحْبَابِي فِي جَنَّاتِ Allah says, tomorrow, on the day of judgment in my Jannat, I will cool their eyes. Those who used to stand up in the dead of night and search for Allah. لَوْ كَانَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبَعْ وَالْأَرْضِينَ السَّبَعْ فِي مَوَازِينِهِمْ لَاسْتَقْلَلْتُهَا لَهُمْ Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, if the 7 heavens and the 7 earths had to be put on their scale of good deeds, I will regard this as too little for them. Come back to your Allah. Come back to your Allah. Earn the love of Allah. Earn the mercy of Allah. The mercy of Allah we cannot even describe, my respected brothers. These nights were given to us to search for the mercy of Allah, to make sulah with our Allah, to come back to our Allah. How long, how much longer are we going to continue to make this earth cry out? How much longer are we going to continue to break the order of Allah on the earth of Allah? From how long already this earth is calling out to Allah? مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَالْبَحْرُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَنْ يُغْرِقَ ابْنَ آدَمْ Not a single day passes, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, except that the sea seeks permission from Allah. Ya Allah, let us drown this insan. وَالْأَرْضُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَنْ تَبْتَلِيَ ابْنَ آدَمْ The earth seeks permission from Allah. Ya Allah, let us suck up this insan. Let earthquakes occur. وَالْبَحْرُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَنْ يُغْرِقَ ابْنَ آدَمْ The sea seeks permission from Allah. Ya Allah, let us rise up in tsunamis. Let our waves come over the land. Let us wipe out this insan. How much longer are you going to tolerate his zulm? How much longer are you going to tolerate his defiance of your commands? The angels of Allah cannot bear it. They also say, Ya Allah, give us permission. Let us destroy this insan. Yet our Hannan Allah, our Mannan Allah, our Dayyan Allah, our Ghaffar Allah, our Wahhab Allah, our Razzaq Allah, Allah calls out to them, إِنْ كَانَ عَبْدُكُمْ فَشَأْنُكُمْ بِهِ If it is your slaves, then you do whatever you want to do. But if it is my slaves, then it is between me and them. In atani laylan qabiltuhu, wa in atani naharan qabiltuhu. If they will come back to me in the daytime, I will accept them. If they will come back to me at night, I will accept them. Man a'zamu minni judo wa karama. Who is more generous? Who is more kind? Who is more merciful than me? وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah says, you will find peace only in the remembrance of Allah, only in coming back to Allah. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. And if you will continue to defy this, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. Allah says, we will make your life in this world a tight life. Your chest will be constricted. You will search for peace, that inner fire will be burning, the fire of ma'asiyat, the fire of looking at haram, listening to haram, planning haram. In every direction we turn today, haram, haram, haram. Command upon command of Allah is being broken. Instead of turning for the water, instead of trying to extinguish that fire, we are still looking for peace and satisfaction in ma'asiyat. Allah says, it is like Ma'ishatan danka, we will tighten your chest. Like a person takes an imitation flower and he breathes it in and breathes it in, will he ever get fragrance? He will never find fragrance. Search for peace, search for success, search for honor, search for dignity in the disobedience of Allah, and wallah, you will never find it. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah says on the Day of Judgment, we will raise them up blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Oh my Allah, why did you raise me up blind when I could see in the world? Allah will say, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Our signs came to you. Our Anbiya came to you. Our messengers came to you. Ramadan upon Ramadan came to you. Big night upon big night came to you. Opportunity upon opportunity came to you. You forgot about us. Now today we have forgotten about you. So merciful. Opportunity upon opportunity Allah is giving. One riwayat it comes. Two people that are in Jahannam, Allah will take them out of Jahannam. And then Allah Ta'ala will address them. كَيْفَ وَجَدْتُمَا مَقِيلَكُمَا وَسُوَ مَصِيرِكُمَا. How was Jahannam? Can words possibly describe the extent of the azab of Jahannam? There's no time to go into details. Nevertheless, Allah asked them, how did you find Jahannam? They will say, Allah, سُوَ مَقِيل وَأَسْوَ مَصِير, the worst of places. Then Allah will say to them, ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمَا وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. It was because of your actions. I did not make zulm on anyone. Now go back to Jahannam. When this order of Allah comes, the reaction of these two people will be completely contrary. The first one will rush. He will take the chains and put it back on him and he'll start running back towards Jahannam. And the second one will stand rooted to the spot. Allah will call the first person back. Why did you run? You just said Jahannam is such a terrible place. Why did you run back? He will say, oh my Allah, in the world, I didn't obey a single command of yours. Now the realization has dawned on me. When you gave me this command to return back to Jahannam, I said, let me at least hasten to fulfill this command of my Allah. Allah will say, you are forgiven, and he will put him in Jannat. Then Allah will say to the second person, why did you not obey my command? He will say, Ya Allah, it was my husn zan. Ya Allah, you took me out of Jahannam. I did not believe it was possible you would put me back in Jahannam. Allah will say, you are also forgiven. Hadith is replete of examples of the mercy of Allah. One person comes in one riwayat. His deeds will be weighed. His evil deeds will be more than his good deeds. Despite this, the command will come, Ya Fulan, udkhul al-jannata bi-amalik. Or so and so, enter Jannat because of your amal. This person will say, Ya Allah, what amal? Ya Allah, what amal? My evil deeds were more than my good deeds. Allah will say to him, أَلَسْتَ كُنْتَ نَائِمًا ذَا لَيْلَةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا وَتَقَلَّبْتَ مِنْ جَنْبٍ إِلَى جَنْبٍ وَتَقُولُ خِلَالَ تَقَلُّبِكَ Allah, Allah. Allah will say, so and so night, Allah will remind him about his own life in the world. There was so and so night, you could not sleep. You were turning from side to side, you were restless. And as you turned from side to side, you said, Allah, Allah, Allah. Eventually sleep overpowered you and you forgot about that night. Amma ana fala ta'khudhni sinatu wala nawm. But your Allah is such, your Allah doesn't sleep. Nor does your Allah doze off. Nor does your Allah forget. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَا Allah doesn't forget. Allah says, in exchange for the Allah, Allah of that night, I have given you Jannat. One woman came to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She says, oh Abu Huraira, إِنِّي زَنَيْتُ وَقَتَلْتُ إِنِّي زَنَيْتُ وَوَلَّدْتُ وَقَتَلْتُهُ She says, oh Abu Huraira, I committed zina. Thereafter I fell pregnant. I gave birth to a child and then I murdered my own offspring. Halli min tawba, is there any tawba for me? Will my Allah forgive me? Abu Huraira says to her, how can Allah forgive such a heinous crime? This woman, screaming and crying, she goes away. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala thinks to himself, I gave a fatwa. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is with us. I did not ask him his opinion. Let me check if I had said the correct thing. And he goes in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears this, he becomes upset and angry with Abu Huraira radiallahu. Oh Abu Huraira, have you not read the kitab of my Allah? وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٌ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا Rahima, O Abu Huraira, did you not read the kitab of my Allah? That person who makes shirk, that person who commits murder, that person who makes zina, he will, if he dies in this condition, he will go into the punishment of Allah forever. Illa man tab, except the one that makes tawbah, brings iman, and does good deeds, my Allah says, not only will I forgive him, not only will I forgive him, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ My Allah says, I will change his evil deeds into good deeds. The door of tawbah is open. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? Allah calls out, Ya Ibadi, oh my beloved slaves. My respected brothers, this crippled English language or any other language cannot possibly translate this expression, Ya Ibadi. If a mother has an only child and she picks that child up with love and muhabbat and she says, my child, in English or any other language you will translate my child. But those two words do not express the wealth of mamta and motherly affection that is found in her heart when she says my child. The love my Allah has for us is 70 times more than the love of a mother. Ya Ibadi, O my beloved slaves, with love and affection more than 70 times that of a mother, whom is Allah addressing like this with such compassion and such love? Whom is Allah addressing? Is he addressing the tahajjud guzar? Is he addressing the qanit? Is he addressing the musalli? Is he addressing the saim? Is he addressing the zakir? Is he addressing one who's every day is in his ibadat? No! Ya Ibadi, O my beloved slaves,
Whom is Allah addressing? الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Those whose every day is in the disobedience of Allah, and whose every night is in the disobedience of Allah. Allah is calling out to them, oh my beloved slaves, what is your Allah saying to you? What does your Allah want you to know? لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never, ever lose hope in the mercy of your Allah. The kings may have abandoned you. The governments may have abandoned you. Your own family may have abandoned you. Society may not be prepared to even look at you. But the door of your Allah is still open. Come back to your Allah. How much longer are you going to make war with Allah? How much longer are you going to defy the commands of your Allah? Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. One occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered Sahaba and he said in Bani Israel there were two people. One was regarded as the most greatest abid amongst the Bani Israel, the greatest worshipper. And the other one was a sinner. Every wrong possible he was doing. One day in the company of that abid, that sinner was mentioned. That abid said, لَا يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَا. Allah will never forgive him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says on the day of judgment Allah will call these two people. And Allah will address the abid. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنِّي أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. Don't you know that I am the most merciful of all those who show mercy? Didn't you know that my rahmat is greater than my anger? Why did you say to that person, I will never forgive him? Allah will say to that abid, you go to Jahannam, and that sinner Allah will put him in Jannat. So merciful! Yet my respected brothers, in which home today is the order of Allah found? Which car does not have music blaring? Which one of us lowers our gaze when haram comes in front of us? Which one of us covers our ears when music is played? Which one of us our nights are spent in the obedience of Allah? Which one of us our days are the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The gutters have overflowed. This boyfriend-girlfriend culture of the West is poison. This nakedness of the West is poison. Shirk, Allah gives respite. Shirk, Allah gives respite. But behayai and shamelessness, Allah does not give respite. How long are we going to continue to blame the superpowers? And how long are we going to continue to have conspiracy theories? This is why that this is happening to the Muslims, and that is why that is happening to the Muslims. My respected brothers, the signs are apparent in every direction that Allah is angry. Look at the signs that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us of. That when these things become apparent in my ummah, then my ummah will have declared war with Allah. No superpower, or no scientist, or no government, or no system in this world can harm us or benefit us without the permission of Allah. Which home is not inviting Allah's wrath? Which business is not inviting Allah's wrath? Walk out of the masjid and look in every direction. This masjid is full today, tomorrow in Fajr Salah, what will the state of this masjid be? How many there are on whose deaf ears the azan is going to fall? How many there are that tomorrow will continue to defy the command of Allah? Hadith Qudsi, Anallah, La ilaha illa ana, Malikul Muluk, wa Malikul Muluk, Qulubul Muluki fi yadi. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, I am Allah. I am Allah. There is no deity besides me. There is no government or no system in this world that is giving you disgrace or respect. That is raising you up or bringing you down. 2 centuries have passed. 2 centuries have passed and this ummah is sinking lower and lower and lower in a web of humiliation and disgrace. That if even the rocks and the stones had eyes today, they also would cry at the condition of this ummah. 2 centuries have passed. And the blood of this ummah has become cheaper than water. And the rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah. And the waves of the ocean are rising up in tsunamis against this ummah. And the earth is opening up and sucking up this ummah. And still the same zina. And still the same sharab. And still the same haram. And still the same riba. And still the same empty masjids. Still the same culture of the Maghrib, of the West. Indoctrinated in our youth so that their hairs are standing up like telephone poles. Jo la kaha wo la hua, wo la bhi usme la hua, juz la hua, kul la hua, phir kya hua, Allah hua. It is Allah. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ardi wa ma fihin. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al ard. Wa ma baynahuma wa ma tahta thara. No superpower. Forget your conspiracy theories. If the ummah is raised up, Allah will raise it up. If the ummah is brought down, it is the system of Allah. Allah has his sunnah and his usul. I am Allah. There is no deity besides me. La ilaha illa ana. Malikul muluk wa malikul muluk. I am the king of every king. I am the owner of your kings. Innal ibada idha ata'uni hawaltu quluba mulukihim alayhim birra'fati wal rahma. Allah says, when my slaves will obey me, when my slaves will obey me, I will turn the hearts of humanity towards them with rahmat and with mercy. The hearts will not be filled with hatred for them. Wa innal ibada idha asawni. And if my slaves will disobey me, حَوَّلْتُ قُلُوبَ مُلُوكِهِمْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالسَّخَةِ وَالنِّقْمَةِ. Allah says, I will turn the governments of this world, and I will turn the systems of this world, and I will turn the hearts of humanity against my ummah with hatred and with malice. فَسَامُوهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. And I will make you taste a terrible punishment. فَلَا تَشْغِلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ إِلَى الْمُلُوكِ. So do not waste your time cursing them. They did not tell you to make your daughters follow the West. They did not tell you not to come to the masjid when the azan is called out. They did not tell you to sign those interest agreements. They did not tell you to go to the dens of haram. Don't continue blaming them. Look within yourself. وَلَاكِنْ اِشْغُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالذِّكْرِ وَالتَّضَرُّعِ كَيْ أَكْفِيَكُمْ شَرَّ مُلُوكِكُمْ. But engage yourself in my zikr. Come back to your Allah. Make your ta'alluq with Allah. Make your sulah with your Allah. Link your heart with your Allah. Wallah, wallah, you become Allah's. Become the friend of Allah. Come under the umbrella of Allah. Like Musa alayhi salam, and the Firauns of this world can rise up against you. They won't harm you. Come under the friendship of Allah. Come under the ta'alluq of Allah. Like Ibrahim alayhi salam and the Namruds of this world, with their armies and with their bombs and with their atom bombs and with their technologies. If you are in the shade of Allah, will not harm you. Do not waste your time cursing them. Make sulah with your Allah. Come back to your Allah. كَيْ أَكْفِيَكُمْ شَرَّ مُلُوكِكُمْ. Allah says, I will look after them. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says, we will make you taste a small azab in this world before the big azab of the year after. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that you come back to Allah. How much longer is it going to be empty promises? How much longer is it going to be empty tawbah? The need of the hour, the call of the hour, the cry of the hour, is that from the bottom of our hearts we have to make sulah with Allah. We have to cry. Ya Allah, it is my sharab, it is my zina, it is my haram, it is my treachery. Which home are those elderly parents found whose children have become a rahmat and mercy for them? In which home are those shaitan boxes taken out? In which home, in the dead of night, are those children getting up and crying before Allah? In which home are those parents teaching those children to become the daughters of Fatima and Aisha? It's not our intention to elaborate on the wrongs that we are doing. But if the system of the world has turned against us, there is a reason. Couldn't we find anyone else to show our dushmani and our enmity for? This culture of the West is destroying us. It is a poison. That gutter has overflown. Come back to Allah. And what does come back to Allah mean? Come back onto the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the cry and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.